Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hooks, please, everyone, on Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. You three gentlemen are competing against one another today. And today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior design, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today,
decorating.
Interior decorating, goddammit. And finally today, seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Interior design.
A 67-year-old man from China, he began experiencing abdominal bloating and pain about a month ago, but initially shrugged it off as symptoms of So he went to the hospital after realizing that the medication and diet changes were not helping at all. His condition had worsened to the point where he couldn't lie down without experiencing excruciating pain. So, after performing an emergency gastroscopy, doctors noticed something corroded by stomach acid deep in the man's stomach. However, attempts to remove it failed due to its smooth, slippery exterior. Medical team decided to postpone the removal of the object so that they could investigate its nature and origin. Now, when asked if he had any idea what the object in the stomach might be, he did remember an incident in the early 1990s when, during a night of drinking with some friends, he swallowed something as a dare. Again, this was in the 1990s. Now, he had never told his family about it, and he always imagined that the object had passed through his system long ago. But looking back, he recalled experiencing stomach pain for no apparent reason, but he had never imagined that it could be caused by the object that he had swallowed 3 decades ago. So surgery was deemed too invasive, but a regular endoscopy also had a low chance of success due, again, to the smooth texture. Well, in the end, the team opted for a condom-like technique, completely encasing the foreign object in something before pulling it out. The question is, what did our friend swallow 30 years ago? Was it a lighter? Was it a ping pong ball? Was it a shot glass? Or was it a spoon, as in like a small stirring spoon? So lighter, ping pong ball, shot glass, or spoon.
I think because he'd been drinking, I'm going to go shot glass.
I think because he'd been drinking, I'm going to go ping pong ball. It just, that feels like something that you would tell your buddy to try to swallow on a dare.
That is absolutely what I would ask someone to swallow on a dare.
Not me. Again, yeah, not ping pong ones. Again, because he was drinking.
Yeah.
I think he was also having a couple cigs and he swallowed his lighter.
Okay.
Lighter.
What did this guy swallow that was stuck in his stomach for 30 years? Was it a lighter, a ping pong ball, a shot glass, or a spoon? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Categories interior decorating on profile. This, we got a 67-year-old man in China. He had a pain in his abdomen. So he goes to the doctor's, and the doctor says, "Do you remember swallowing anything?" He says, "Well, long time ago.
30 years ago.
I swallowed something on a bet there, on a dare." So the question is, it was still stuck in his stomach. What did he swallow that they had to remove? A lighter, a ping pong ball, a shot glass, or a spoon?
We will start with Miles Montgomery. He went with the shot glass. Not a bad guess. Like I said, he's drinking. Could have been an accident.
Slick.
Mike Honk, he went with the ping pong ball, you sadist. Even though I'm right there with you. Dayton Smith, you went with a lighter. Yeah, you are correct. Ripping cigs.
Plus, it was 30 years ago, and I feel like Asia was kind of famous for everybody smoking.
Everybody. I want to say, as far as continents go, it's still number one.
Is it really?
I believe so. I
want to say with everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Population smoking, it's unreal, man.
Yeah. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tate.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. It's always Sass App Challenge. The team's writers have to come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS just announced their holiday shipping The Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS just announced their holiday shipping deadlines. The FedEx and UPS deadline is December 23rd, and the Postal Service deadline was last Easter.
Foul.
Nice foul.
The Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS just announced their holiday shipping deadlines. Yep, the FedEx and UPS deadline is December 23rd, and the Postal Service deadline is last Easter.
HBO Max recently released a 4K restoration of the show, but there was one little hiccup, because the restored series hit the site with some errors because they were mislabeled and released out of order. And I, for one, am stunned that a mistake could be made by HBO Max, formerly Max, formerly HBO Max.
Colbert.
HBO Max recently released a 4K restoration of the show, but there was one little hiccup because the restored series hit the site with some errors, including several episodes mislabeled and released out of order. I, for one, am stunned that a mistake could be made by HBO Max, formerly Max, formerly HBO Max.
Martha Stewart has revealed in a new interview that her only kid and grandkids call her Martha, not Mom or Grandma, while the federal government still calls her a convicted felon.
Need that smoke, yes.
Yeah. Is that odd? Her grandkids call her Martha.
That's a little weird. Yeah. A little weird.
The FDA just announced the recall of over 250,000 cases of shredded cheese because it may contain metal fragments. People knew something was wrong when they could grate their cheese with their cheese.
Foul.
The FDA just announced a recall of over 250,000 cases of shredded cheese because it may contain metal fragments.
What?
Customers knew something was wrong when they could grate the cheese with their cheese.
All right, you guys were talking earlier today. You said if there's a Christmas album, you'd like to hear some new songs.
Yes.
Well, what about some new Christmas movies?
All right, that'll work too, man.
They're always out there. They're in the works. This one brings together two giants, okay? It's free on YouTube, and it's called A Chuck E. Cheese Christmas. It stars Chuck E. Cheese and his bandmates from Munchin's Make-Believe Band. They throw Santa Claus a surprise party and lift his Christmas spirit and save the holiday. Santa's also suffering from a fear of beard rot.
Beard rot, yes.
Yeah. Okay. There's a villain elf who looks a lot like, is it Legos? Legagos? From Lord of the Rings?
Legolas.
But interesting enough, and here's a little, you know, a little taste of it.
I guess Christmas spirit really is alive and well after all.
Of course it is, Santa. What would we do without Christmas?
What would we do without Christmas?
They're in it.
Without Christmas, why would the bells all ring out? What would we all sing about? Oh, what would we do without Christmas?
Did the parents all get in a fight at the end?
Well, it sounds like Chuck E. Cheese there and his bandmates found auto-tune.
Well, hey, man, it's smart of them to do.
Yeah.
You want to get kids back in whatever your product is. Make them the future of a Christmas movie.
This is the second time Chuck E. Cheese made
Holiday. Wait, did they answer the question?
What's that?
What do we do without Christmas?
Hanukkah.
You can't even
think about it. I mean, it keeps repeating it, but like, you have a backup plan?
Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Depression.
Sadness.
Sadness. Hugging that stray dog. You know, just bad stuff, man. People, the kids need Christmas. also, this is Chuck E. Cheese's second holiday special. First one came out in 1983. It was called The Christmas That Almost Wasn't.
Okay.
I think Chuck's whole thing is...
I'm saving Christmas.
Right, and you need Christmas.
Yeah.
Right, without it. Like, Christmas That Almost Wasn't. Right? He's really scaring the kids.
Which is weird, because Christmas, that's one of the only times of the year I don't think about pizza.
That, you know what? That is very true.
I just don't.
See, and I'm the complete opposite.
Really?
Yeah. On Christmas Eve, we always got Lido's pizza.
Oh, yeah. You've talked about, right, your family.
So, I mean, even now, as an adult, like, on Christmas, well, last couple of years I haven't been as good because I've been going to somebody else's family thing.
Sure.
But generally, I would have people over and I would always order pizza.
Is there any kind of Christmas pizza or is it just whatever pizza you like? We're doing it tonight.
I would try.
Like, you're going Supreme?
No, just, but like, Lido's isn't here.
Yeah.
So I would try to find, like a good pizza or specialty pizza. I mean, look, you could always just order Domino's or whatever.
Sure.
One year, what's the giant pizza we got up there on Capitol Hill? Italian families?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So that year, I remember, that was one year. It got a little sad there. It was actually snowing on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And I lived on First Hill, which is very slick.
Hilly, yeah.
So it just started snowing. I tried to call an Uber, and it was going to be like $50 to go a block. So I was like, screw it. I'll just walk. Now imagine you're looking outside on Christmas Eve in the evening, and I'm just walking down the street with two of the largest pizzas you've ever seen with a thing of toilet paper on top. And I mean, I almost bit it twice.
I bet.
Yeah. But I mean, we would always make, like, I'll make other stuff too, right? Like, generally, if I'm going to make, like, the holiday meatballs or whatever, I'd always make those too. But to me, and my family still does it, right? A bunch of them will still get together on Christmas Eve, and that's just what you do. You order pizza.
I like the idea. I'm just thinking, man, maybe this year, like, look, we can order it, we can make it at home, doesn't matter. But, like, let's just sit down and eat pizza.
Not only that, but you're going to cook a lot tomorrow. So you might as well just make it easy on yourself the night before.
Right. And also, this sounds so old school. We didn't decorate the tree until Christmas Eve.
Really?
It just sat in the house for 2 weeks with the star on top. And then on Christmas Eve, you'd go to church, come home, decorate the tree, and eat the pizza.
Hmm. All right. That's actually not a bad idea.
It's not. But as an adult now,
I like to enjoy it more.
All right. I like to
come in, you know, and if I've got it up, I want to be able to have it up for 2 or 3 weeks.
Correct.
You know? It's a pain in the ass.
I'm going to get mine next weekend. And then, I'll probably trim it that day while I'm watching a Seahawks game.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, be productive while football's on. I find that to be the easiest time to get me to do something. As long as I can see my game, I got 3 hours to get this thing done. Cool.
Correct. And probably the last regular season of the game is, January 4th
for
NFL? So I'll probably sit there that Sunday while football's on and undecorate it to kind of stay busy. I don't think I talked about this shit on the air. The Diddy documentary that 50 Cent made, So I'm two episodes in. I'm going to watch the other two episodes tonight.
It's on what, Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Diddy, obviously, and his legal team have already filed cease and desist on it. I don't know if that'll work, but I would suggest I'd watch it pretty quick. You never know. But it's a wild mix of like old interviews, and then he had a camera crew following him around like the days before he got arrested on all those federal charges.
Okay, so did at the point Diddy has a camera crew following him around?
Correct.
Was he aware that the charges were coming?
He
as best you can tell.
Right, because I think they had already raided his house, but he's in New York City.
Okay, so yeah, he knew. All right.
So he knows something's coming, but he's like yelling at his lawyer and everything else. But they, and look, I get why he hates it. Now, 50's been saying for years that he's been sitting on this documentary, no pun intended, waiting to put it out there.
Yeah.
And it's got, the other thing too is it's got a lot of people from Diddy's life, right? So if you grew up where I grew up, it was always a rumor that he had something to do with the death of Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
And in turn had something to do with the death of Biggie Smalls. Right?
Sure. His name was always associated.
Correct. But they, you know, they bring in people that grew up with him, and you see how he kind of starts getting popular, and his ego just gets out of control. And like I was telling Thrill, like, in certain areas, like, there's just tough people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can think of a guy right now. He's not from the hood or anything, but he's just a tough dude. I don't know how to explain it. But when you're not a tough guy, and then you get money, and you start acting that way, which basically what he did, right?
Sure.
Beating on women. You know, we've seen those videos. And then just intimidating people. But then you kind of get caught up in these, like, there's no reason to be, but you start partnering with real gangsters.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the issue. Once you get involved with real gangsters, they do real gangster S. You know? And before you know it, like, he's gotten... And when you look at it, like, I remember this stuff, but it's just wild. I mean, things like Rolling Stone magazine, when Biggie dies, it's like, we're going to put him on the cover. And he's like, no. My first album's coming out. I'm taking that cover. Right. And then also, he worked at A&R, right? And so in the record industry, if you work at A&R, let's say Miles and Thrill have a band, right? And Mike, right? They're a three-piece band. Yeah. Now, when they come to our label, I'm the A&R guy. So I'm going to dress them different and make them look kind of the way I want. And then... like, he would just steal stuff. I kind of forgot. Like, Pac already had videos out there that were super famous. And he just ripped off the entire style. And then you watch some of the Biggie videos and you're like, holy cow. He just stole. He's not some genius. No. Right. He was never a great rapper, this and that. And he's just a giant a-hole to a lot of people.
Sure.
Right? And that's the other thing. Like, the guy that started Bad Boy with him, he's in there. And he's like, I didn't talk about it for years. I was kind of scared. But, like, yeah, he's screwed. And just, you know, whenever you look in your past... And you know what I mean? You can't, at this point, you can't make people say what you want them to say.
Right.
So how you acted and how you did those people dirty, it is like it's going to come out.
Sure.
So obviously he hates it, but those people don't care anymore. And they're just telling him. I'm telling you, it's a very good show. Obviously, it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
But just even seeing the connections, right? Because, I mean, you know, you've seen the pictures of Tupac and Biggie together. Like they were friends for years.
Sure.
And then Diddy basically starts all that mess. So just, it's infuriating, but I'm going to watch the last two episodes.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's only up there. I mean, it's up there. Who knows if they'll get it taken down. And then, yeah, I don't know. You'd like to say that guy is probably done, but he's had so many reincarnations, right? And some people don't care.
They don't care. And he's still doing stuff in prison. So, I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if he got out somehow. Put together, and that's the other thing too, right? Like you hear people talk about it with R. Kelly and stuff. Now he's still in prison. We know what he did, but people are like, I don't know, man. I love his music.
You know? Could like someone's music, and they can be a douchebag.
Right? Yeah,
I mean, both of those things. That it's fine. Like you say, you know, the worst part is when you find out about people. Like I can like your music or your movies or an athlete, whatever it is. But like once you get some of that personal crap out there, depending on the level, like. You're a horrible person, but I still like your music. Now, would I buy it? No. I just want to contribute money to the cause, and trust me, I'm going to have no impact on his overall fortune. It's just, I feel bad. Side note, I'm not a big fan of Diddy one way or another. I thought his stuff was garbage, but that said, I never gave him my money. But even if I had been a fan, I would have said, look, I'm just not going to buy it. And again, he's not going to go broke. I just feel better because I did not contribute, right? That's all.
Yeah. And to his credit, you know, he had some good ideas, some of those R&B bands. And, you know, he grew up with basically just with his mom. So he was smart enough to put some of that kind of funk stuff into it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like, you know, gangster rap. But then, yeah, NWA comes out, Pac's blowing up on the West Coast, who was an East Coaster to begin with, right?
Uh-huh.
Born in New York, lived in Baltimore. I mean, you know, you met him.
Yep.
But it's funny, once they get hardcore, then all of a sudden he's, you know, I'm a thug.
Right.
And all this guy. And Biggie was, right? Biggie lived in Brooklyn,
oh, yeah.
Sold drugs. So it's just a very fascinating story. I mean, basically, he's just a smart leech of a human.
Yeah.
If that adds up.
Yeah, very intelligent person.
Yeah, check that out. And then also, if you want to watch some football, you got the Lions hosted the Cowboys tonight, Thursday Night Football, over on Amazon.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A lineman for the county drives the main road and then sees a bear stuck on top of a pole. Meanwhile, a DUI attorney in Georgia sees his stocking filled with coal. Man stuck in airport parking garage calls in a bomb threat so he doesn't have to pay. One town in Ontario, Canada is attempting to ruin your Christmas day. And in New Zealand, a seal walks into a bar and orders a Canadian club. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story is brought to you by the fine folks at Lacrosse Footwear. Perfect for a holiday gift. We go to Louisiana, where one man just couldn't face the music. He had been parked in his local airport's temporary parking lot, but when he attempted to exit, he was unable to pull enough funds together to pay his way back out.
Sure.
He fought with employees and officials. I don't know why. It's not like they're just going to let you go. Not to mention, it's very expensive to park at the airport, so they're going to get their dimes out of you. But he fought with employees and officials until eventually agreeing to move his vehicle out of the way of other patrons until he was able to come up with the money. Now, later on that night, he had still not come up with the money, okay? But later on that night, the airport just so happened to get quite the threatening phone call requesting officials to page someone by the name of Hassan, saying that he had a bomb and that he would detonate it if their demands were not met. And he called the gal on the phone a bunch of terrible things, made a bunch of very large threats about how he was going to cut her throat, blah,
and again,
blah, blah.
This is because he couldn't pay his parking.
No, this is just a random phone call.
Oh, right, of course. My bad.
The threats continued until authorities tracked down the source to our friend at the parking lot. He was arrested and faces some serious charges.
In the parking lot.
He was. Well, yeah. He was still there with his car.
I think here
was his plan, is from what I can piece together. He calls in a bomb threat. This place goes, oh, crap, we need to evacuate. They open the gates, and he's just able to go. Now, the thing is,
not how that works.
Caller ID is a thing, and they can trace phones. Guess what? And so they actually did. They went over there. They said, we need to place you under arrest for a moment. And then as soon as he was in handcuffs, they called his phone.
Oh,
and it started vibrating on his car seat right there. He said, did you call him the bomb threat? He was like, something like that. Like, okay.
Something like that.
Come on, jackass.
Jesus Christ, man. Come on. Now, even from not being able to pay a parking fine to a federal crime.
Correct. And it was in the temporary parking. It was in the short-term parking, which means that he was facing $100, $150
bucks. Just take the fine, man.
Now you're facing tens of thousands of dollars.
And prison time.
Prison time.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
You're probably never allowed in an airport ever again.
Right, yeah, hold it to an airport, man.
Right. They don't take this stuff lightly.
They sure don't.
Yeah, they should.
Goodness gracious. In other news, over to Georgia, where an arrest has been made. Last month, a 71-year-old man was stopped by police officers and deemed to be under the influence of alcohol. Shocker. We toasted this man earlier today. He was arrested and charged with DUI and failure to drive in a single lane, which, as we mentioned, that says it all. Eventually bonding out a few hours later. As far as combating the charges, he won't have to look far for counsel, as he's actually an attorney that specializes in DUI cases.
Did you see his picture?
I did.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I you might be great at your job. Is there someone else who can appear in court with me?
Hey,
God, man.
Are you using somebody else on the park benches to draw in some attention?
Yeah, man. I was just like, I don't know about this dude.
How in the world is that face drawing in people?
Did you ever perform as Fingers the Clown?
Oh.
That was like, damn, man.
Damn.
Yeah. Did you ever get one stuck in a wormhole?
Wait, did you say worm or worm?
I keep trying to say worm.
But it sounded like you said a wormhole.
I'm your,
like,
East Coast keeps coming out there for that worm.
Changes everything wormhole. About that.
Well, there's a lot of different types of wormhole. Maybe I'm just touching bread.
Touching bread. Like a fresh baked bread with a little bubble in there.
Yeah.
Never touched the wormhole.
You guys ever get the pizza crust like that?
Oh, yeah, the big-ass bubble.
I actually love it.
I don't mind it.
I get excited about it.
Just don't make it the only piece I get.
Moving on. Canada may be known for being a little too nice, but one resident is bringing the average back on down. A town in Ontario held their annual Santa Claus parade that residents show out for and get into the holiday spirit to see Santa himself come into town. But unfortunately, there's a Scrooge that lives on the parade route that decided to ruin the fun. Multiple reports came in about signs that they had hung in their window that entertains a conspiracy theory concerning Kris Kringle.
A conspiracy theory with Santa.
Well, you understand what I'm saying there. A revelation about Santa.
Okay, but why?
Oh,
why? Yeah.
Just postered all over the place.
Why?
Exactly.
Why? You know, you got kids and families, and they, like, just let them have their fun. It might be annoying. It might drive you nuts. There is no harm. There is no foul.
Correct.
Jesus, man.
Sounds well, like the start of a Christmas movie.
It right. kind of does.
You guys know. Shut up.
Oh, did you question it, bitch?
While the signs are in bad taste, it raised a question about whether or not this warrants a call to authorities, which were made, and they did show up at their door to politely request that they remove the signs, which they did. But as the story sensationalized, it gave folks the opportunity to voice their ire at the humbug.
I know that seems like a petty reason to call the cops, but I feel like there's a lot of parents that probably wanted to punch this person.
Right.
I was going to say, they took the high road. Like, look, man, I can call the cops. I don't even know if you're breaking the law. You're not. It's not that. It's just about having good taste and coexisting with other people. But either I call the cops and ask you to pull them down, or seriously, man, I'm going to beat your ass.
Right.
Kick down your door and beat your ass.
Like, these signs are causing a public disturbance at this point. So, like,
because it's unnecessary.
And kudos to those cops for being able to do that, because I guarantee you this person was well within their rights to say, screw you. They are postered inside my house.
Mm-hmm.
So good on them to unless it was just a prank. Prank is now just being rude to people, but now I get to get off on it because I just called it a prank. But
I think the cops probably like, hey, dude, why are you going to ruin it for everyone?
Right.
Now you're not breaking any laws, but why are you being a D, right? That's the beginning.
Correct. Like, just, here's $20. Go to the bar and just leave for a day, okay? Just don't be here. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to New Zealand, where a local pub had just the cure for an unruly visitor. Authorities received multiple calls concerning an individual that was clearly lost, wandering around the area, finally entering the bar and causing a ruckus. A young seal that managed to get itself into a bit of a bind. Patrons of the bar immediately stepped in to find a solution after calling authorities, with one grabbing a dog carrier that they had in their car to try to use that, one using a sweater to attempt to coax it out the back. The bar owner, who just so happened to be offering a special pizza topping that day, found the solution. Salmon.
Are you serious?
Oh, that works.
Salmon on pizza.
If it's smoked salmon and you put it on after the fact, maybe.
Right.
That's like, just me. I just don't like cooked salmon, but he had salmon on the day that this thing is on there.
She's like, go grab the salmon. Get the salmon. And it worked. She grabbed the fish and used it to lure the animal to a safe location until authorities arrived and relocated it to a more suitable surrounding.
All right. Think if I'm that seal, I'm coming back like, hey, I'm going to hold on, but that building got salmon.
I'm lost again.
Oops.
Men's Room Sports, you got NBA basketball on NBA Network, College Hoops on the ESPN channels, Thursday Night Football over on Amazon, and Miles the Kraken are back in action.
All right.
They're in Edmonton taking on the Oilers over on Kong. Puck drops in seconds.
Puck drop.
As far as your weather, we got a steady rain developing later on tonight with a low of 45. Should just have to deal with clouds tomorrow and a high of 55. Cross your fingers. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkinson.
Hook us up at KISW.com. If you can, please give $25 for Coats for Kids. Lovely Jolene's coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this match. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.